Hi, I'm Kat. Welcome back to the Core Integrity with Kat podcast. My guest today is Norma Kamali. Norma has been in the fashion industry for 53 years. She's a pioneer of athleisure, the idea of activewear as everyday wear. Norma's also been involved in interior and architecture design. She was the first fashion designer to open an eBay shop. She's arguably a pioneer, really, of the idea of wearing fitness gear for your everyday outfit, which is certainly something that I do. The UN awarded her for her entrepreneurial accomplishments last year, including her work with New York City Public Schools, in which she encourages a love of art and drawing in students. As well as that, she's got a wellness cafe, a skincare line. She is an advocate, a very active advocate for healthy food, wellness classes, workshops, and affordable and simple beauty products that are unisex, which makes sense, really, when you think about it. Her clothing is also very much a unisex affair, male and female. There's really not that divide, I guess, between a male line and a female line. Norma is an inspiration. She's smart. She is beautiful. She's fit. And she's enormously successful. And as someone who had an idea and bravely went about doing it. And as she says in the interview, there's a lot to be said for not necessarily being a complete expert in the field before you try something. Maybe it's that outsider status. Maybe it's that nervousness and inability to really see the enormity of what you're doing that enables you to go ahead and just do it. I hope you enjoy my interview with Norma. Norma, tell me, first of all, why a book?
Well, I wrote a book. The name of it is I Am Invincible. It's a handbook for women. Through my experience as a woman, through the decades, I wished many times that there was a handbook that I could refer to and get a little help from, but unfortunately there weren't any. So I decided to do it. I have a lot of information from being around women for so many years, and also really sort of doing a study of behavior and then sharing my personal experiences through each decade. So each decade in a woman's life has a very specific transition and a very specific experience that we learn from and we grow from and we evolve to the next decade, mm-hmm. which presents another transition that's quite different. And I also include in it a lot of the information that I've gathered in the last 40 years on healthy lifestyle. And I include a lot of information about sleep, diet, exercise, and other things for each decade that would specifically benefit that decade. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other information in the book, but the premise of it is aging with power. And I know when I was 20, my mother, on my 20th birthday, said, "Norma, it's all downhill from here." And I started crying because I felt like, oh, now I'm gonna age. I'm gonna get old now, and I really believed her. And so I know that 20-year-olds are thinking that they're getting old, mm-hmm. and the aging process is very much mental and physical. But you can use the aging process to your benefit. So the idea of aging with power and using that premise is, I think, a very healthy one.
I think so too. What age were you when you began your own fashion business?
Well, if you go back to, 53 years, it was the late 60s, 67, 66, and I was very young, obviously, but when you're young, you sort of think you can do everything, even though in the back of your mind, you know nothing. And so you sort of bluff it and cheat it and pretend, and sometimes things work out and sometimes you make big mistakes. But I think not knowing a lot is a great benefit to bravely just doing what you have a passion to do. Mm-hmm. And it's not a guarantee that it's going to be a success, but it's a guarantee that you will start having life experiences that are incredibly valuable.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, you really pioneered the idea of active wear and the crossover between fitness wear and leisure wear. Is that still a look or a fashion that you embrace today in your own life? Yeah.
Well, thanks. I guess I do. In the late 70s, I did a collection for my swimwear collection, and I did cover-ups. And as I was doing them, I loved to swim, and I would always wear my brother's sweatshirt that he got at the Army Navy store that boys and men would get. And what was great is I'd swim no heated pools, I'd swim in city pools, and then I'd freeze and put on the sweatshirt. And I thought, I have to get this fabric and make swimwear cover-ups so that you feel cozy when you're chilly and you get out of the water. And so I got the fabric, and I found that I could do so much more than just a sweatshirt or a cover-up. And I ended up doing dresses, coats, jackets, jumpsuits, mm-hmm. pants, everything. Mm-hmm. And I presented it. Nobody had ever seen that fabric in ready-to-wear, and I presented it as a casual contemporary line, and I had a lot of pants and a lot of sweat-type clothing in them. Mm-hmm. And then I developed sneakers to go with them, and so it started. There were huge lines in going into the department stores and the stores across the country, mm-hmm. and it was the right thing at the right time, where we were coming out of Studio 54 that was all sparkly and shiny, mm-hmm. and this was sort of grounded, athletic, healthy, not about the nightlife, not about all of that stuff, but more about healthy lifestyle, active sportswear that you could wear as regular clothing, but you also are now thinking more about working out. And that was sort of that trend that was happening in the early 80s. And it for some reason has perpetually remained in the way we dress. So casual dressing is in men's clothing, it's in every age group, and mm-hmm. In all the categories. People never wore sweatshirts on a plane or casual clothes on a plane. You would always get dressed up. Mm-hmm. People never wore casual clothes to events or special things. So mm-hmm. it sort of broke that barrier of what you have to wear at certain places, and that easy, comfortable clothes are really meaningful. And with COVID.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we've sort of done a full circle. And I know in Australia, apparently it's a thing. I've got to say, I wear activewear all the time because I teach yoga and barre and Pilates, and to me, that's my uniform. So I'm not accustomed to wearing suits and tailored clothing, but I know it seems to be a trend that people are putting on a shirt for Zoom. But ultimately, they're wearing activewear, and in a way, it's to my mind, it's democracy at work. I mean, when you get into a pair of sweatpants, no one knows what you do for a living, and it doesn't matter. The other thing I wanted to ask about is obviously as a yoga and a barre instructor, someone with a passion for living well, I'm very interested in the Wellness Cafe. Can you tell me when you started that and what your intention was and where it is?
Right. So I have a building on 56th Street off 5th Avenue, and on the first floor after 9/11, I decided to open the Wellness Cafe. I had already had an interest, and I'd done a lot of retreats and courses in healthy lifestyle. And I really thought that the impact 9/11 would have on everybody from that day forward would be our stress level would raise up and our immune system would become more challenged as a result. And so I decided to create products and bring in products and source products that were immune boosters. And the immune boosters would work in tandem with our self-care. So for example, if you're going to brush your teeth every day, when you brush your teeth every day, instead of using toothpaste that might have sugar or chemicals in it, you could use a tooth soap that's a liquid that is cleans your teeth. It pulls the bacteria, sort of like pulls the bacteria out of your system. And it has these other benefits, the same with the mouthwash that also alkalines your system. So I developed and cultivated a collection of products like that. We just recently, and now especially with COVID, have transferred that whole concept to my Normal Life brand, which is developing more and more. We're expanding Normal Life into all areas. But the first launch I did on Normal Life is a skin line, and it's a moisturizer, and it's for men and women, face and body. Incredible ingredients, timeless ingredients that work like aloe and charcoal as a cleanser, and then aloe, charcoal, and finely ground olive pits to exfoliate, and then.
Do you mind me asking? Are they only available in America, or are they available internationally?
Well, they're available USA and in the EU and UK. And we are just starting to talk to two venues in Australia. And we're talking to them about clothing and Normal Life, but we're still in the negotiating phase of it. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you more about where that'll be down the road.
Yes, please. Let's stay in contact on email because I need to get some of those olive pits on my face. I would love to know what sort of food and beverages do you serve in the cafe, and has that changed over time, or do you feel like there's some ingredients, there's some foods that are just timelessly going to be good for you that are always staples on the menu?
Well, we now, like I said, since COVID and just before, we started to transfer everything out of a space mm-hmm. into a virtual space. So, mm-hmm. but we, smoothies are always a great source of super vitamins and high nutrition. And there are so many great powders and choices of ingredients that you can put together. Mm-hmm. And because I think intermittent fasting is super helpful, if you really want to do a cleanse that is not eliminating nutrition, I think a smoothie is good. And doing two really healthy smoothies and doing it when you end your fast and then when you begin, before you begin your fast, is a really great time. And you can do a 20-ounce smoothie or a smaller one and just pack it with great vitamins and nutrition. Mm-hmm. And doing that for 3 days or a week, you really feel energized. You're giving your stomach and your intestines and your digestive system a break from eating. I mean, especially for people who eat meat and heavier sorts of food, but you're giving your system a bit of a break. You're getting tons of nutrition. And you're super energized and you feel lighter on your feet and you can lift your leg higher off the bar and you can be faster when you run. It really is quite good. So
can I also ask now about yoga? Yoga and Pilates. So I have seen from your social media that you are quite exceptional when it comes to Pilates style exercises. Can you tell me when you first began doing yoga, what styles you've gone through and what's stuck with you over time? Maybe even what teachers you've worked with who have really impacted you?
Well, I think, you know, you refer to Pilates. I was very fortunate through coincidence to work out at a gym around the corner from my building. And the gym was part of a studio that had all kinds of Eastern European techniques for the Olympics, and it was a very strange place, mm-hmm. but they had a Pilates section, and in that section, one of Joe Pilates' main protege, ran it, and her job was to take all the information and all the knowledge that Joe Pilates imparted in all of his books and all of his directives and implement them and train people to be true Joe Pilates advocates and teachers. Mm-hmm. And so she was extremely strict about how you do Pilates. She was extremely strict in the method. And I really was just blessed to have spent 10 years learning under her and her team. And I actually helped her illustrate all the uses for the magic circle, because mm-hmm. she didn't have one sort of document with all of the illustrations mm-hmm. to do that. So I did that for her. And it was one of my favorite things that I've ever done. And I really appreciate Pilates tremendously. I appreciate yoga for different types of things. And I love barre. Mm-hmm. And I like all of these because your body weight and you're using your body to really firm it, create the body you want, literally, to design the body you want with all three. But breathing is a very big part of the success of each of them, and really understanding breath and movement, and learning that the power in your body is how flexible you are, especially as you age. The more flexible you are, the more vital you are in everything you do. So that's my great experience at the gym.
Do you still practice with a teacher, or do you largely do your own thing?
Well, I do my own thing now because of COVID, and we can't go to any gyms. And the gyms that I go to do have some outside work, but because of my work, I can't participate in them. The times clash. So I use a lot of, I download lots of different instructors, and it's been very interesting to learn and train with different techniques that I haven't done before, that are a lot of fun. And I, because I've been doing it so long, I know when I want to achieve something, I know which exercises to put together. I'm trying something now. I never really used a lot of weights on my legs and my wrists when I worked out. I've used hand weights, and I've used them through the years, but I never really felt it was true, the right thing to do. Obviously, in Pilates, it's not the right thing to do, arm and leg weights. But I started to use arm and leg weights in multiple repeats, in very extended repeats, sometimes 100 reps, using 3-pound weights on each leg and 2-pound weights on each wrist, plus a 5-pound weight in each hand. And if you, it's like doing aerobic Pilates, and you sweat. And then when you're not using the leg weights, your leg goes up to the sky, right? When you lift your leg. It's amazing how the leg weights really give you the ability to reach longer and higher, especially when you're doing bar. So that's something that I enjoy doing. And I keep experimenting with different things. Working out for me every day is critical. I just do not do well if I don't work out. So it's important.
And just for my listeners who don't know you well, can you just tell me what age you are now and which businesses you're running? Because you have a whole plethora of things happening.
Well, I'm 75, and because of the 53 years in business, I have been very active in obviously fashion design and in all areas of design of fashion, and I've done a lot of different projects through the years. I've done films, I've done furniture, every kind of clothing line, including accessories and kids. I do gender fluid clothes now. If you look at normakamali.com, you can get a good idea of that.
Yes, I would wear all of those clothes. I went through your website going, I have to get off this website. I want everything.
Well, hopefully we'll be in Australia soon, and that'll be good. We do a lot of swimwear, a lot of swimwear. So I'm working on a lot of projects, and I'm unfortunately, I have to jump off this call because I'm doing an event call with Ian Schrager, who was one of the owners of Studio 54, and he and I have been very good friends, very close friends. And the Brooklyn Museum here did a huge display and installation on Studio 54. So we're going to be interviewed live. And so I have to hop off, but thank you so much for inviting me to join you on your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time. And I would love for you to keep me updated on the Studio 54 exhibition, because hopefully we can see it virtually in Australia. And please keep me updated on your book as well. Just before you do go, could you repeat what it's called and where people can get that book?
Okay. It's called I Am Invincible. It's just revealed now, and it will be available February 2nd, 2021. Mm-hmm. We wanted to get out of 2020 and not launch it in 2020 because I felt nothing good can come of 2020. So I convinced them to move it into 2021, so it'll be coming out soon. As we know, time flies, and we hope we fly right out of 2020 into 21.
I completely agree with that. Norma, thank you again enormously, and good luck with your live recording. I'm sure you'll nail it.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.